今天是人类历史上最黑暗的一天。
2000 years ago, this is the darkest day in human history.
罪恶的人类用最残忍的手段杀害了赐人生命和气息的救主。
And a wicked man has crucified the author of life, God who gave us life.
我们今天在这里聚集，纪念主耶稣受难的日子。
Today we are gathered here to remember the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们刚才读过的路加经文，路加福音第22章这样一段的经文，是主耶稣在世上最后度过的最后一个夜晚。
And Luke 22 that we have just read is the last night that our Lord Jesus was when he was on earth.
他非常清楚地知道前面等待他的是什么。
He clearly knew what was awaiting for him in front.
但是他知道那些门徒并不知道。But
his disciples did not know.
门徒他们只能活在今天，他们不知道明天、后天或将来会发生什么事情。The
disciples can only live in today. They do not know what will happen in the future.
所以主耶稣在世上最后的一个夜晚。
So Jesus on his last night on earth, he wanted to use all ways to explain what is going to happen in the future.
有很多事情耶稣要向这些门徒来解释。He
wanted to explain a lot of things to his disciples.
因为当那个最关键、最黑暗的时候来到的时候，门徒他们就知道说这不是一切的结束，这仅仅是一个新的开始。
Because when this crucial dark moment arrived, then his disciples will know that this is not the end, but it is the beginning.
所以四卷福音从不同的角度和侧重点，分别详细记载了主耶稣基督在世上的最后这一夜。So
the four gospels explain in different perspective this last night of Jesus while he was on earth.
我们今天从路加福音的角度，按照路加福音22章刚才读过的这经文，我们看耶稣基督在地上做了一些什么样的事情。Today,
according to the perspective of Luke, we are trying to understand what Jesus has done on his last day on earth.
我们要关注两件事。There's
two things they want to pay attention to.
第一个就是主耶稣基督和门徒所度过的最后一个逾越节。First
one is the last Passover that the Lord went together with his disciples.
第二个，我们要看耶稣在科西玛尼园的祷告。Second
is the prayer of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
首先，我们看耶稣基督和门徒在一起过的这个最后一个逾越节。First
we look at the last Passover that Jesus had with his disciples.
路加福音22章15节说，耶稣坐席的时候，跟门徒说：“我愿意在受害以前和你们吃这逾越节的宴席。”Verse
15 of chapter 22, he says, and he said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer."
对，你听的英文翻译说，I have earnest desire. 中文翻译说，这个愿意不只是说我跟你们吃，我很高兴，我很愿意，不是这样一个意思。
It's not meaning that I'm very joyfully want to eat with you, but it's earnestly desired.
他是说，我有一个急切的这样一个盼望，我有一个急切的期待，就说我要和你们来吃这最后一次的逾越节宴席。I
have this earnest anticipation. I want to have this Passover with you.
那么我们想，耶稣基督要和门徒这样急切的要和他们吃宴席，一定是有他原因的。And
there must be a reason why Jesus is so earnestly desiring to have this Passover with them.
所以在接下来十六到十七，十九到十八节的时候，实际上是解释了说为什么要急切和他们一块吃饭的这个原因。And
from verses 16 to 18, we then see the reason why Jesus was so earnest in his desire.
他说：“我要告诉你们，我将不再吃这宴席，只等到他成就在神的国里。”
For he says that I tell you I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
因为有一个翻译，for，就是因为，那中文这个因为也没有翻译出来，所以有这个前后的逻辑关系，我们看到就有一点失去了。There's
an important conjunction for that connects the logic between the first and the second.
也就是说，耶稣要急迫的和这些门徒要在最后逾越节要吃宴席的时候，他有一些话，他要必须跟这些门徒来讲。So
he has certain words that he wants to tell the disciples when he earnestly desired to have this Passover with them.
那么我们刚才读过的经文看到说，这是有两件大事情。We
saw that there's two things just now in the scripture.
他说，第一，我从今以后不再吃这逾越节的宴席。First
he said, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
也不再喝这逾越节的葡萄汁。And
I will not take of the cup.
但注意，耶稣在这里并不说他以后就永远不再吃了。It
doesn't mean that he will not forever partake in it anymore.
他说他不吃，直到。
He says he will not eat until a certain time in the future.
那个直到一个什么时候?
Until when?
就直到他成就在神的国度里。Until
it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
那我们知道逾越节是个什么样一个节日?
You know what Passover, what kind of feast Passover is?
那是公元大概公元前1500-1600年的时候。 神呼召以色列人从埃及为奴之地出来。
So about 15,000 years, 1,500 years before Christ, God called Israel out of Egypt.
因为法老的心里刚硬，他不肯放以色列人走。
Because Pharaoh hardened his heart, he refused to let the Israelites go.
神最后就用灭命的天使来走遍埃及全地。
And God used the death angel to pass through the whole of Egypt.
击杀埃及地所有逃生的，不管是人还是动物。
And kill all the firstborn, whether it's a man or animal.
然后他命令这些以色列人在家里要宰杀一只羊羔，把血涂在门楣上。
He commanded Israelites to kill a lamb, slaughter a lamb in their house, and to put the blood over their doorpost.
当灭命的天使看到门楣上这些血的时候
，When the death angel saw the blood around the doorpost,
他就从这一家越过去。
He will pass over that house.
死亡就不临到这一家。
And the death will not come upon that family.
所以神为了让以色列人记住这个日子。
And so for God wants them to remember this day.
就定这个日为逾越节。
So he set that day as the Passover.
命令这个以色列人每年在这个时候都要纪念这个节日。
To command the Israelites to remember this day every year.
所以逾越节是整个以色列人几大节日最最重要的节日之一。
So Passover is one of the most important feasts for the Israelites.
那所有的犹太人都认为这个逾越节的意义在于纪念1000多年以前，神带领他们的祖宗出埃及这一件奇妙的事情。
All the Jews acknowledge that this feast is to remember this wonderful thing that God has led them out of Egypt.
所以他们就一直认为这只有一个纪念的意义。
And they think that it is only a sign of memorial sign.
所以在这个逾越节的宴席的时候，他们有很多这个仪式，非常正式的仪式来。表达说他们对那件事的纪念。
So in this Passover feast, they have a lot of ritual to signify their memory of the event that happened long time ago.
其中一个仪式，他们有一个互问互答这样一个仪式，在家庭的互问互答。
So one of them is that they have this question and answer session in the family.
有一个问题是这样问。
And there's one question that goes like this.
今夜与往常有什么不同
？What is the difference between tonight and the nights before？
另外，你马上要回答。
Then the others must answer.
今夜是神拯救以色列。脱离埃及的日子。
Tonight is the night that the Lord delivered Israel out of Egypt.
这种问答是要在饭桌上要完成的。
And this question and answer must be done over the dinner table.
所以在这个电影耶稣受难记 The Passion of Christ 这样里边有这样一个镜头，不知道大家有没有注意到
？So there's a scene in the Passion of Christ.
当主耶稣基督在科西玛尼园被抓的时候
，When Jesus was apprehended in the Garden of Gethsemane,
他的母亲玛利亚在家里边突然感觉到什么东西不对。
His mother Mary was felt something wrong in her house.
他就突然觉得好，今天好像跟往常不一样。
She realized that tonight was different from the rest of the nights.
他就顺口说了一句，说今夜跟往常为什么不一样
？And she asked, "What is the difference between tonight and the other nights?"
结果他旁边一个妇女马上就回答。
And then the lady beside her immediately answered,
说今夜是神。拯救以色列脱离埃及的日子。
Tonight is the night that the Lord delivered Israel out of Egypt.
所以这是他们的一个习惯。
This is their custom.
可看到说他们过到逾越节的时候，他们一直所想到的就是过去神所带领他们所完成的这件事情。
So in the Passover, they always remember about what God has done for them.
而耶稣在这里给他们讲的一句话，让他们是对他们这样是一个非常震惊的一件事情。
And so when Jesus said this is something that very shocking to them.
他说这个逾越节将来要成就在神的国度里。
He said that this Passover will be fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
也就是说，逾越节它不仅仅是一个纪念以前的事情。
It means that it's not just a remembrance towards the past.
它是更指向一个更重要的事情。
But it points towards something even greater.
当一件事情说它将来要被成就的时候
，So when one thing is to be fulfilled in the future，
就是它带着一种更重要的意义在等待着它被成就。
It brings a greater significance waiting for its fulfillment。
而耶稣说，拿起说我不再吃这饼喝这杯的时候，要等到它这个逾越节成就在神的国度里。
So Jesus says, I will not eat of this bread or drink of this cup until this Passover is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
显然门徒不了解是怎么回事。
The disciples does not understand what is happening.
我们不要去笑话他们。
We don't have to mock them.
因为他们只能活在他们当时的时候。
Because they can only live in their day, in their presence.
2000多年以后，我们有了整本的圣经。
And 2,000 years later, we have the whole Bible.
我们整个那段的历史。
We know the history from there.
我们知道耶稣基督复活的时候，神的国就降临在地上。
We know that when Christ resurrected, the kingdom of God come upon the earth.
所以这一页就变成了一个转折点。
It becomes a transition point.
所以这个旧的时代已经过去，一个新的时代一个开启。
The old era has passed, the new era is beginning.
所以耶稣基督要告诉门徒这样一个。
Jesus Christ wants to tell this mystery to his disciples.
所以他说，当逾越节的 的意义不仅仅是纪念过去所发生的拯救。
And so Passover is not just to remember the salvation of the past.
那个拯救只是个预表。
It is just a foreshadow of salvation.
只是个暂时的。
It is temporal.
犹太人，这个以色列人离开了埃及为奴之地，他们建立的国家也是昙花一现。
And so when the Israelites Egypt becoming a nation, it's just temporal.
他们不断的沦落为其他帝国的奴隶。
And they become exiled from their land and become slaves of other countries.
这个灭命天使逾越这些犹太人的家庭也是暂时性的。
And so the death angel, even as they pass over the house of the Israelites, is only temporal.
人类一直没有脱离死亡。
Man has never escaped death.
但是今天逾越节要成就了。
But today, the Passover will be fulfilled.
神的国将要来到。
God's kingdom is coming.
所以逾越节真正的意义就要被彻底成全了。
And so the true meaning of the Passover will be fulfilled.
那个真正的拯救就要到来了。
The true salvation will come.
死亡真正被灭绝的日子就要到了。
And death will truly be vanquished.
所以这是耶稣告诉门徒第一件事情。
So this is the first thing that Jesus told his disciples.
接下来耶稣要告诉门徒第二件事情。
The second thing that he wants to tell his disciples
就是在第19和20节。
Is in verses 19 to the 20.
那这是我们非常熟悉的经文。
It's something that we're very familiar with.
耶稣拿起饼来。
Jesus took bread.
祝谢了。
Given thanks.
就掰开说, 这是我的身体为你们舍的。
Broken and said, this is my body which is given for you.
你要如此行为的是纪念我。
Do this in remembrance of me.
饭后又拿起杯来, 祝谢了, 说, 这是我的血为你们流的。
And likewise, the cup after they have eaten, saying, this cup is poured out for you.
你们要如此行为的是纪念我。
Do this in remembrance of me.
所以我们再说, 门徒他不清楚这是什么意思。
The disciples do not understand what's this meaning of this.
因为他们不知道明天要发生什么事情。
Because they do not know what's going to happen tomorrow.
但是他们非常清楚过去发生了什么事情。
But they are very clear to what happened in the past.
因为他们对他们的历史是非常非常熟悉的。
Because they are very familiar with the history.
当耶稣拿起饼来这么掰开的时候,
When Jesus took bread and broke it,
他说, 这是我的身体为你们舍的。
He said, this is my body given for you.
我不知道他们有没有想到一个镜头。
I don't know whether they have recalled this scene.
就是在创世纪第15章。
That is in Genesis 15.
当神和亚伯拉罕立约的时候,
When God made a covenant with Abraham,
在那个立约的仪式上,
and in this ritual of covenant making,
亚伯拉罕要把这个牛和羊劈成两半。 一半对一半对着放着。
Abraham is to cut the animals of sacrifice into half, one facing the other.
然后立约双方要从这个被劈开的动物中间要经过, 表示我们来以此来立约。
And to make a covenant, they are to pass through these pieces of carcasses.
这样一个野蛮的仪式, 它表达着一个非常重要的信息。
This ritual signifies a very important thing.
立约是要守约的。
If you make a covenant, you have to keep it.
如果一方违约, 就如同这个被劈开的动物。
Now, if you do not keep your covenant, you will be like the animal being split into half.
可惜的是人类不断地在神面前背约。
But man broke his covenant all the time.
没有一个能够守在神面前守约的。
None of them can keep the covenant before God.
我们每一个人都应该像这样子。
And all of us should be like the animal.
但是慈爱的神一直存留着我们的生命。
But God is merciful towards us.
在旧约通过那些羔羊，通过那些牛，通过那些献祭的制度，让我们说，让我们知道我们是得罪神了。
And so in the Old Testament, the rituals and ceremonies to let us know that we have sinned against God.
今天耶稣在这里说，他把饼掰开，说这是我的身体，为你们舍的。
And today Jesus here, he broke the bread and he said, "This is my body given for you."
表明他将替你和我。 来承担这个身体被劈开这种这样的一个违约的一个惩罚。
To represent that he's taking up this punishment for us of breaking our covenant.
当耶稣拿起杯来的时候，说这是我的血为你们流出的。
And when Jesus took the cup, he says, "This is my blood shed for you."
他们门徒会不会想到，在出埃及记12章记载的那个逾越节那个夜晚
？And will the Jews think of the Exodus 12 and the Passover night?
那羔羊的血被涂在门楣上。
The blood of the lamb being smeared on the doorpost.
所以今天是耶稣基督的血为我们流出来。And
today is the blood of Christ poured out for you.
因为一只羔羊将他的血涂在门楣上，可以暂时逃避死亡。Because
the blood of a lamb for the household, it will prevent them from being dying.
今天神的儿子亲自用他自己的血成为我们的赎罪。Today
the Son of God with his own blood became a sacrifice for us.
然后不能让死亡永远的离开我们吗？
So that we will escape death forever.
门徒他不知道明天发生什么事情。
The disciples don't know what happens tomorrow.
但是他根据他们过去的历史，根据神在旧约当中给他们不断启示出来的这种救赎的计划。
But through the past, all this plan of salvation that God has revealed to them.
他们应该明白耶稣在这里做的是什么。
They should understand what Jesus is doing before them.
所以。耶稣要急切地和这门徒要在这最后逾越节要跟他们一块过节。
So Jesus is earnestly desired to have this Passover with them.
他不是想吃那个逾越节的羊肉。
It's not that he wants to eat of the mutton.
因为他有这样一个重要的信息，他必须在他死以前要告诉门徒。
Because he has this important message that he has to communicate to his disciples.
所以这永远是个奥秘，没有人能够知道。
So it is a mystery that nobody knows.
所以在同样一个晚餐上面。
And on the same dinner.
耶稣一方面宣告逾越节将要在成就在神的国度里面。
Paul says that Jesus says that this Passover will be fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
从此逾越节就完成了他真正的历史的使命。
And then it will fulfill its significance in history.
但同时他又为门徒主持了一个新约的立约仪式。
And at the same time, he instituted a new covenant for the disciples.
标志一个新的圣约的开始。
To signify the inauguration of the new covenant.
当他说这是我为你们这是我为你们立约啊，这是我为你们立的新约的时候
When he says that I've instituted this new covenant for you
门徒会不会想到耶利米书三十一章三十一节
Will the
预言的那个新约
Will the Jews think of Jeremiah 31 thinking about the new covenant
到那时候神要赦免你们一切的罪过
At that time God will forgive all your sins
多么美好的一个景象
It's such a wonderful scene
所以从这一天就要开始
From today it will start
所以这一夜耶稣作为那赎罪的羔羊他成就了逾越节这个以羔羊和血为标记的这样一个旧约的圣礼
So he fulfilled this sign of the Passover as the Passover lamb
他开启了以饼和杯为标记的一个新约的圣礼
And with the cup and with the blood he started this new covenant
所以旧约圣礼的意义在基督被杀的这一刻就彻底的成就
So the old sacraments of the Old Testament is being fulfilled at this point when Jesus is sacrificed
而新约圣礼的意义要一直等到基督的再来
And the New Testament sacraments will wait until Jesus comes again
两个圣礼都是指向耶稣基督
These two sacraments point towards Jesus Christ
旧约圣礼指向耶稣基督的受难
The Old Testament points to the suffering of Jesus
让逾越节在我们身上产生这个真实的果效
And so this Passover will have this real effect on us
新约的圣礼让我们用饼和杯来用神的耶稣说他是生命的粮来滋养我们
And this New Testament sacrament that through the cup and the blood is to nourish us with Jesus' body
只等到他在荣耀中再来
Until his glorious coming
所以等一会儿我们在领受主餐的时候
So when we're partaking in the Lord's Supper later
盼望这样的经文能够帮助我们了解耶稣基督在第一次设立圣餐的时候他所和门徒所讲的这些话
So hope that we understand what Jesus is communicating to his disciples in the first Passover there
带领我们回到两千多年前那个夜晚
And bring us back 2,000 years ago on that night
让我们用心灵去体会与耶稣一同坐席的那样一个场景
With our heart to experience the time of having this Passover with Jesus
让我们在里面就立定那样一个心志
And let us resolve in our hearts
让我们跟随他
To follow him
坚立与他所立的这个新约
Affirm this new covenant made with him
一直等他再来的时候
Until his glorious coming
所以旧约和新约成就的一个转折点就是从那一夜开始
So Old Testament, New Testament transition point is on that night
耶稣非常急切地要把这件事情告诉他的门徒
And Jesus is earnestly desiring to tell his disciples this
因为他知道在他复活以前必定他首先要被受死
Because before his resurrection he has to die, has to suffer
当这样一个最黑暗的事情发生的时候他必须要让门徒看到那个未来的希望
When this darkest moment happened in history he wants his disciples to see the future of hope
耶稣也知道说旧约所有的预言都要在他身上应验
And Jesus knows that all the Old Testament prophecies will be fulfilled in his body
当他被抓被杀的时候门徒一定会四散
When he's captured and crucified all his disciples will flee
因为旧约已经预言说当牧人被击打的时候羊群就要四散
Because Old Testament prophesied that when the shepherd is struck the sheep will be scattered
耶稣要为他们祷告
Jesus wants to pray for them
为他们祈祷让他们坚立他们的信心
To affirm their faith
我们看到彼得在那里就是还是打炮认为我没有问题我不会倒
And Peter there he's very stubborn and says I will not fall
耶稣没有时间跟他 argue
Jesus never argued with him
我已经为你祷告，让你不至于失去信心。
But Jesus says, "I have prayed for you that you will not be lost."
然后他又让说，当你回转的时候，你要坚固你的弟兄。
And says, "When you have turned again, you have to strengthen your brothers."
因为撒旦会千方百计毁坏这些门徒。
Because Satan will try all his best to destroy his disciples.
显然门徒们还是不明白他们在说什么。
The disciples did not understand what Jesus was saying.
他们在这说：“耶稣，你不在，那我们中间谁伟大？”
It says, "He tells Jesus, who is the greatest among us if you are not with us anymore?"
当耶稣跟他们说，当你们需要，当这个耶稣被抓了以后，世界啊，当耶稣被像罪犯一样被抓的时候，世界对你们不会比他更好。
So when Jesus is apprehended by, as a criminal, the world will not treat you better than they treat Jesus.
你们将一段非常凶险的这个时代将要到来。
You will have a very perilous future.
不像在我和你们同在时，我可以保守你们，供应你们所有的一切。
It is not as if when I was with you, I can protect you and provide for you.
所以耶稣用说你们要卖刀这件事，告诉说你们要防备，因为野兽将要围攻你们。
And Jesus asked them to take sword because they are to prepare for the attack from outside.
门徒不明白这是什么意思。
The disciples did not understand what.
两把刀。
They say we have two swords.
耶稣说够了。
And Jesus says that's enough.
不是两把刀够了。
It is not two enough. Two swords is enough.
不要再讲这些东西了。
Let's not talk about this anymore. You don't understand.
所以最后的晚餐给门徒带来了盼望。
And this last hope that he brings to his disciples.
因为神的国即将来到。
Because God's kingdom is coming.
但是这个神国来到这样一个是要付代价的。
But the coming of God's kingdom, there is a price to be paid.
耶稣必须用他自己的生命为代价来迎来神国度在地上的奠基。
Jesus must pay with his own life so that the kingdom of God can come upon the earth.
就像当黎明要来的时候，必须有一段最黑暗的时间来迎娶这个来迎来这个黎明的来到来。
Just like the coming of dawn, before it comes, there's the darkest of the night.
耶稣坚固了这些门徒以后
，After Jesus affirmed the disciples.
讲来他将来要发生的事以后
，After he prophesied what's going to happen in the future，
他自己就带着门徒来到了可西马利园。
He himself brought the disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane。
他要亲自与撒旦进行面对面的最后一场征战。
And he will fight the battle himself with Satan in the last battle。
我们要特别注意的是，耶稣基督他是以站在完全站在一个人的地位上，就和你和我一样一个人的地位上。
And Jesus standing on his human nature just like you and I。
要和这个灵界最大的掌权者要进行。最后一场决战
is to make war with the greatest power in the spiritual realm.
耶稣的这样不是用他的能力和他的权柄，像他行神迹、医治疫病、赶鬼和平息海洋一样，他不是用这个能力和权柄来征战。
He is not using his divine power as the power of the healed to fight in this battle.
而是用他的软弱和对神完全的顺服。
But with his frailty and his total dependence upon God.
这个得胜的关键不是他是不是可以一拳把撒旦打败。
This victory is not that he can strike Satan on the death blow.
这个得胜的关键是他能不能让今夜成为历史上最最黑暗的一夜。
But this victory is that he can go through the darkest night in the human of history.
征战的得胜是以自己舍身为得胜的标志。
And this victory is gained by his own self-sacrifice.
这是多么艰难的一件事情。
It is such a difficult thing.
所以我们在看第二段经文的时候
，So the second section of our scripture，
我们从耶稣在科西玛利园的祷告可以看到这场征战是多么的剧烈。
And for his prayer on the Mount Olive, you can see how powerful this battle was.
路加福音二十二章四十到四十四节记载到耶稣到了那里，就是科西玛利园。
And so in 40 to 44, and when he came to that place, it is Garden of Gethsemane.
他一边让门徒来警醒。
He wanted his disciples to be watchful.
一面跟父神来祷告。
And to pray to the Father at the same time.
父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。
Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me.
很多时候我们对这段经文会产生很多疑惑。
Many times we have a lot of questions toward this passage.
耶稣一向教导门徒要舍己。
And on one hand, he asked the disciple to be self-denial.
要背自己的十字架。
You have to bear your own cross.
怎么如果他自己真要上十字架的时候，他怎么突然动摇了
？But when he was about to go to the cross, why is he shaken?
为什么求神来改变？说神，你有没有第二方案
？Why is he asking God for a plan B?
圣经在这里用非常强烈的词汇说，耶稣极其的伤痛，那不是只是一点点啊，我能忍受的这样一个痛。
And so the Bible describes it as Jesus being in an agony, not just a simple prayer.
说那个汗珠像大血点一样掉在地上。
And his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
所以我们看到耶稣在那个时候，他心里所承受的绝对不是一般的我们能够看到的、所能承受到的那一个难处。
At that time, his heart, the thing that is going through, that he's enduring, is not something that we can see normally.
当我看到这个场景的时候，我们说怎么？不像在电视剧里边或在电影里看到那些英雄人物面对这个死亡的时候那么大义凛然呢、啊。
And in this scene, it's not like the scenes of heroes facing martyrdom as they shout with their gusto and all that.
耶稣，你怎么了？
What happened to you, Jesus?
我们只能说我们对耶稣基督我们的了解的是非常非常的有限的。
We can only say that we are very limited in our understanding of Jesus.
我们要明白耶稣此时在这里的征战。
We have to know this battle that's taking place here.
我们需要对耶稣基督有更深一步的认识。
We are to know greater, deeper about Jesus Christ.
我们都知道耶稣基督有神人二性。
We know that Christ in him there's the duality, the divine nature and the human nature.
他又是完全的神，他也是完全的人。
He's a total man and a total God.
我们每个人都知道，我们说正统基督教的教会都承认这一点。
And we know that Orthodox Christianity confess this.
但是当你去问到更详细的说神人二性之间怎么之间操作怎么联合的时候
But you ask greater detail what's the relationship of these natures how do they function
你去问十个敬虔的基督徒
You ask 10 pious Christians
我讲的不完全是华人教会的
Not just Chinese Christian church
至少有八个会把所有历史上所出现过的异端给你告诉你
And there will be 8 of them who will tell you all kinds of heresies about this nature And all errors come stems from this error of not understanding Christ.
公元325年尼西亚大会首先确认了耶稣基督完全的神性。
And in the Nicaea Council in 325, they affirmed this the nature of Christ.
这是一个非常关键的教义。
It's a very important doctrine.
正统教会从那开始，在基督神性方面就没有太大的问题。
And from henceforth, there's not much theological debate about Christ from then.
但是自从接下来几次大公会议所辩论的焦点
，But all these are points of contention for the several councils that follow.
都不是在基督的神性这方面的。
It's not on the divinity of Christ.
都是在基督人性方面。
It's all on the humanity of Christ.
有的是关乎他人性的本质是什么样的一个人性。
We're asking the question of what is the nature of his humanity.
有的关系是他人性和神性是怎么在一起联合在一起的。
And some ask how can his humanity be united to his divinity.
所有的该犯的错误全都犯过了。
All kinds of errors have been committed then.
当所有犯过错都犯完了以后。
After they've committed all these errors.
几百年以后。
Several hundred years later.
到公元四百五十一年啊，还是这个公元啊四百五十一年，在个第四次的这个大公会议上，加尔顿大会上。
In 451 in the Chalcedonian Council, the fourth council,
人们把过去犯的错误做了个总结。
And they make a conclusion of all the errors.
就得到了这加尔顿信经。
And got this Chalcedonian Creed.
很多人认为加尔顿信经是对基督神人二性一个完整的一个描述。
And many think that the Chalcedonian Creed is a complete description of the nature of Christ.
不是这样子的。
It is not so.
加尔顿信经只是对。基督神是二性的正统教义划定了一个边界。
And the creed basically set a boundary for our understanding of the nature of Christ.
根据历史所犯的错误。
According to all the errors of history.
基督的神是二性不是这样，不是这样，也不是这样。
And so the humanity divinity of Christ is not this, not this, and not this.
用了四个负面的表达。
Use four kind of negative
statements. 不相混淆，不相交换，不能分割，不能离散。
Without separation, without confusion, without division, without distinction.
然后怎么联合？
And how is it joined together?
没人知道。
Nobody knows.
但是说，我们确实相信他的人性和神性确实联合在同样一个位格上。
But this divine nature and human nature is united in the same person.
这就带来很多很多的困难。
It brings a lot of problems.
无论是在基督说他我不知道父的这个来的时间是什么，还是说当基督做事的时候，他是以他的神性还是以他用他的神性，这带来很多很多这样的问题。
It's kind of problem because we don't know when he's using his human nature or divine nature in his stories.
今天我们之所以不能够理解耶稣在克西马尼园的祷告
，And today the reason why we cannot understand this prayer in the Mount of Olives，
很多时间是我们在这个上面又把它混在一起了。
Many times is because we mixed up again his natures here.
我们不了解。耶稣做一个完全一个人的这样一个身份
，We don't know that him as a complete human in his humanity.
他按照神和人之间所立的约，对人类的要求，他有什么样的责任和义务
？According to the covenant he has made with God, what kind of responsibility he has as a human?
另外，我们会把他和耶稣作为一个神子，作为三位一体的第二个位格，他在永恒当中，他和父之间在永恒所中所定那个救赎之约，当圣子对圣父所的责任和义务，我们会把它混淆掉。
And we will mix up with the responsibility that him as the Son of God, the covenant they have made with the Father, the covenant of redemption.
所以今天我们要看说耶稣在克西马尼园的这个祷告。
So this prayer that Jesus have in the Mount of Olives
是人类最伟大的祷告。
It is the greatest prayer of humanity.
我从三个方面来给大家有一点解释。
I will explain from three aspects.
耶稣作为一个完全的人
，as a total human,
希伯来书四章十五节说
In Hebrews 4:15,
他跟我们一样,
he says that he is like us.
一样就是一模一样,
that means it's the same like us. He is not just look like us. He has the human nature like us.
他凡事受过试探,
and in all areas he's been tempted.
唯一不一样的就是他没有犯罪,
the only difference is that he did not sin.
所以正是因为他跟我们都一模一样, 所以希伯来作者说, 说他能够体恤人的软弱。
And because he is like us in all respect, he can understand our weakness.
如果基督不披戴人性,
if Christ does not take on humanity,
他就永远没有办法体会人的软弱。
He will never acknowledge or understand the weakness of men.
所以，当他耶稣站在一个完全人的地位上,
so from the standpoint of a human,
他是完完全全按照人和神 之间这个圣约的要求来行事，来这个生活在每一天的。
And according to the commands of the covenant, he's living his life every day.
圣经说，他凡事受过试探，他凡事顺服，讲的就是他作为一个人。
And when he says the Bible says he's tempted in every respect and he obey, he's talking about him as a human.
因为人作为一个被造之物。
Because human as a creature.
按照神与人所立的约，我们在神面前有必须当尽的义务和责任。
According to the covenant between man and God, there's obligations that we need to fulfill before God.
那这就是对神要完全的顺服。
And that is to have complete total obedience to God.
我们的亚，始祖亚当就是在这件事情上堕落，以至于使整个人类处在一个与神悖逆的这样一个状态当中。
And Adam has failed in this respect, and so that a whole humanity is rebellion against God.
所以人 在神面前，这个完全的顺服是按照神与人之间所立的这个约来完成的。
And so this total obedience is set by the stipulations, the covenant between God and man.
圣经说耶稣完全没有犯罪，指的是这一点。
And so when the Bible says Jesus never sinned, it's talking about this point.
按照神和人所立的约。
According to the covenant that God has made with man.
耶稣基督完成了，完全了所有人类。
Jesus has fulfilled all the responsibility that the man can fulfill towards God.
包括完全顺服，完全遵行了所有的律法。
Including a complete personal perfect obedience towards all the commands of God.
律法只是圣约的一小部分。
But you must know that law is just a small part of the Bible.
神跟亚当立约早在人类堕落以前就有约了。
And before the fall, God already made a covenant with men.
如果仅仅是靠着行的律法，
If through the law, no one of us can live before God.
耶稣必须超越律法，他必须回到起初神跟亚当所立那个工作之约当中，在完成那样一个完全的顺服。
And so Jesus must surpass the law, go back to the time of Adam to fulfill all the obligations as a creature.
所以耶稣基督以他完全的人性，
So with his total humanity,
他心甘情愿的，满心欢喜的。
With total willingness and obedience, he comes to follow God's law.
他没有任何的勉强。
No compulsion.
我们把这个叫做耶稣他主动的顺服。
We call this the active obedience of Christ.
但是今天我们在看，在科西玛利园这里讲的不是这件事情。
But when we look at this Garden of Gethsemane, he's not talking about that.
耶稣让父说：“父，你把这个杯撤去的时候。”
So when he says, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me."
这个杯讲的是神。 对这个罪恶的那个震怒，以及对震怒的一个刑罚。
This cup is the wrath of God towards the punishment of sin.
这种刑罚包括与人与神就彻底的一个隔绝。
This punishment is the total separation of God and man.
因为耶稣作为一个完全无罪的人，
Because Jesus as a perfect man,
按照神和人所立的约，
According to the covenant of man and God,
这件事是永远不可能临到他的。
It will not come upon him at all.
也就是说，他必须承担别人违约所造成的这个后果。
That is, he has to bear the punishment of what others have broken in their covenant.
而这件事是在人和人立约当中是没有这样的条款的。
And there is no such stipulations between man and other men.
也就是说，这个杯已经超越了神对人的要求。
This cup has surpassed the obligations of God's covenant towards men.
所以耶稣。 这个祷告，
so Jesus' prayer
表达了一个正常人的一个情感，
represents the emotions of a normal human.
第一， 一个爱神的人永远不愿意和神有一个隔绝。
First, a person who loves God will never want to be separated from God.
第二，一个完全圣洁的人不愿意将那么多人的污秽来都堆到自己的头上。
Second, a holy person will not want to bear all the sins of others.
第三，一个爱神的人，他不愿意替那些与神为敌的人去死。
The third, a person who loves God will not want to die for those who have gone against God.
任何一个人
any man
都不愿意做这件事情
will not want to take up this cup.
如果你愿意做这件事情的任何一件，你就不是一个正常的人。
If you want to take this cup, by natural, you're not a normal human being.
所以耶稣基督在这里祷告。
So Jesus here is praying.
是一个完全的一个正常的人性，来表达他的情感。
Is to express his emotion as a human.
你不说，哎，他道成肉身，不就是为了这事吗
？You said, well, he came for this, right?
怎么这变卦了
？Why is it changed now?
耶稣道成肉身的时候，他的人性刚刚取得一个人性。
And so when Jesus became incarnate, he just has his humanity then.
他的人性还没有发展成一个独立的一个意志出来。
It's still not an independent entity.
而且在圣父和圣子立约的时候，在永恒当中立约的时候，基督还没有这个人性。
And so when Christ made this covenant with God before time, there's no humanity of Christ yet.
圣子要替这些被神所预定得救的人来舍命，这是圣父和圣子之间的救赎之约。
And this plan, this covenant of redemption between Father and Son, talks about this redemption.
他和后来耶稣道成他取得那个人性没有任何的关系。
And so it has nothing to do with the incarnation of Christ when he come and take on humanity.
而今天耶稣在黑吉马利园所经历的
，And so today when what he's experienced in his Mount of Olives，
正是对他这个人性意志的考验。
It is a test to his humanity。
这种考验是绝无仅有的。
This test is unprecedented。
你不会遇到，我不会遇到。
You will not meet it. I will not meet it。
因为神永远不会要求我们做超过人本身的责任和义务。
Because God will never require of us responsibility more than what he has required for men。
这件事情。他要考验耶稣基督。
But on this thing, he is testing Christ.
当耶稣基督完全顺服了神对人一切的要求和一切，当尽了一切的责任和义务的时候
，So when Christ has fulfilled the responsibility and is totally obedient towards God's law,
今天按照神的旨意
，Today according to the will of God,
要你去尽一个超越你当尽责任的责任。
And so you have to fulfill this responsibility that surpasses your responsibility.
而且要用你的生命作为代价。
And with your life, you have to pay the price.
你是不是还愿意顺服？
Are you still willing to submit?
所以我说，这是人类历史上一个最伟大的祷告。
So I say this is the greatest prayer of mankind.
耶稣的回答是什么？
What is the reply of Jesus?
尽管他非常不情愿，正常的人生情感，不是软弱。
Even though he's not willing, and as a normal human being, he's not being weak.
这不是人当尽的责任。
It is not a responsibility that is placed upon men.
但是耶稣说，不要按照我的意思。
But Jesus says, not my will.
只要成就你的意思。
But yours be done.
我们把它叫做耶稣被动的顺服。
And we call this the passive obedience of Christ.
这是非常重要的被动的顺服。
It's a very important obedience.
今天救恩才能临到你和我。
And so today salvation come upon you and me.
我们当效法耶稣基督的顺服。
We are to imitate the submission of Christ.
我们每人都知道这件事情。
All of us know this.
但是我们只能效法耶稣基督主动的顺服。
But we can only imitate this active obedience of Christ.
主动的遵行神所对人所颁布的律法。
Actively obey the law that God has given to men.
尽我们在神面前当尽的责任和义务。
And fulfill the responsibility that we have before God.
这件事情我们没有一个人能够做到。
And none of us can fulfill this.
所以我们效法耶稣主动的顺服是我们今天一生都不能完成的事情。
So even imitating his active obedience is something that we cannot fulfill perfectly in this life.
我们没有机会也不可能去效法耶稣被动的顺服。
We don't have the chance or even a sliver of opportunity to obey his passive obedience.
天下独一的一份，独一的一杯，唯独这样一杯，只有耶稣基督可以为我们替我们承担。
And in the whole universe, only this cup is the only cup that Jesus can bear for us.
所以我们今天看到耶稣基督的祷告。
So we see the prayer of Christ today.
我们知道我们应该怎样去效法他。
We know how we are to imitate him.
好，第二个方面。
Second part.
耶稣的祷告表明他是对生命的珍惜。
And so Jesus' prayer is his appreciation of life.
因为在当时不包括在现在，很多人对自己生命是完全不珍惜的。
Because at that point and even now, none of us, many of us, don't appreciate life.
很多人都觉得活腻了，活烦了。
It's something that is living for too long, you know.
所以他很多巴不得自己早点死。
You want to die sooner.
因为在地上太 suffer 了。
Because on this earth is too boring.
在约伯在受难的时候，他就诅咒自己的生命。
And Job, when he was suffering, he cursed his own life.
我活着还不如死了好。
And say, it's better for me to die than to live.
所以我死了反而解脱了。
If I die, I'm released.
耶稣不是这个意思。
And Jesus is not meaning this.
他非常珍惜自己的生命。
He really appreciates life.
第二，就是在当时有希腊的这个文化是对他们有很多很多影响的。
And of course, there's a lot of Greek mythology that's influencing them.
有一种希腊就认为，说灵魂才是真正的这个人真正的生命。
And there's an idea that the spirit is the true life of man.
你的身体呢是灵魂的囚笼。
Your body is a cage for your spirit.
你只有身体死了以后，你的灵魂才真正的得以自由。
It's when your body dies, then your spirit is free to roam.
苏格拉底就是这样子的。
And Socrates died that way.
你们知道读过苏格拉底怎么在他死前他那个故事吗
？Do you know the story before Socrates died?
他躺在那等着这个行刑官把那个毒酒端给他。
And so he's waiting for his death punishment of the hemlock.
他等啊说怎么还不来呀？
See, he asked, "Oh, isn't it here yet?"
他很着急。
He's very anxious.
他巴不得早点来，说早点让我就解脱了。
He wanted it to drink it earlier so that he can be released.
这样我的灵魂就可以被释放了。
So that my spirit can be free.
所以这些人看待死亡，他不是一种，他去死，他不是一种舍己去死，他是巴不得自己早点死。
He's not dying as a sign of self-sacrificial, but he wanted to die anyway.
而耶稣在这里表明，他对自己的身体是非常的珍惜的。
Over here, Jesus represents that he really, truly appreciates his body.
因为他这样的珍惜。
And because of his appreciation,
他为你我舍了。
He died for you and I.
这样的舍己才更珍贵，才更宝贵。
This self-sacrifice is more precious.
才能体会到他对我们的爱是更加的深厚。
And then you can experience his great love for us.
第三，我们看到说，当耶稣基督在遇到巨大痛苦的时候
，Thirdly, when he is facing this great suffering,
他人性自然的软弱表达出来的时候
，When his natural human weakness is being expressed,
他不是见了人就去讲
，He's sorry,
他不是见了所有的人都去跟他讲
，Oh, he's not telling everybody or whoever that he sees.
你看怎么这么倒霉的事要临到我
？He's not proclaiming it to everyone that oh, this thing is coming upon me.
他唯独来到父面前来祷告。
He only come before the Father and to pray.
他的软弱是在父面前完全的赤裸敞开。
His weakness is being exposed before the Father.
因为只有父神能够给他加添力量。
Because only the Father can strengthen him.
如果他去跟他的门徒去讲，他的门徒会被跌倒，会被他绊倒。
If he tells the disciples will be stumbled.
耶稣他的软弱也没有表现在那些他敌人的面前。
And his weakness is not exposed before his enemy.
我们看到在敌人面前他是那样的刚强。
In his before his enemy, he is so calm.
他的刚强不表现是喊口号，不是表现在他们多么的多这个多个生气。
His strength is not expressed in his anger or chanting.
他的刚强表现他是如此的镇定。
His strength is expressed in his calmness.
面对那些打的人
，with all these people before him,
他甚至没有一点的恼怒。
He did not even grumble.
反而为他们代求。
But he prayed for them.
你内心要多么的强大，多么的刚强，才能做出这样的事来。
You have to have such great strength to do that.
但是在父神面前
，But before the Father,
他表达他所有人性的一个情感。
He expressed all his emotions as a human.
这是也是我们当效法的榜样。
This is something that we should imitate as well.
我们每天都会遇到各种各样的困难。
We will have all kinds of troubles in our lives.
当我们遇到 suffer， 当我们遇到困难的时候，我们到神面前来求。
When we face with difficulties, we come before God.
我们只能到神面前来求。
You can only come before God and pray.
同时，我们可以到一些在我们至少在属灵的程度上跟我们同一样或者比我们更成熟的这些弟兄姐妹们，到他们面前寻求他们的帮助。
We come before brothers and sisters who are mature as us or even mature more mature than us to seek their advice and prayer.
如果你和一个比你还软弱的人去跟他们说
，If you share your weakness with those who are weaker than you,
你在绊倒他。
You might stumble them.
如果他的嘴巴不严，他会一转头，他会绊倒更一大片人。
And he might tell everybody about your weakness.
所以我们要看到，当基督那个正常的那个人性的软弱 表达出来的时候
，So when this humanness, his humanness is being exposed,
他完完全全的是袒露在神的面前。
He expressed it before the Father.
今天我们经常说，我们基督徒我们要是神的羊。
And we always say that we are the Lamb of God.
我们在神面前我们是羊。
And before God, we are lamb.
我们在神面前我们是一个婴孩。
Before God, we are a child.
但是在仇敌面前。
But before the enemy,
我们是征战的狮子。
We are the spiritual warriors.
我们是神的精兵。
We are the soldiers for Christ.
所以这是我们要看到耶稣基督为我们所做到的。
This is what we must see from what Christ has done for us.
所以今天晚上我们在一起纪念耶稣基督的受难。
So tonight, as we remember the suffering of Jesus Christ,
我们看到说，当他最后被抓的时候，
we see that when the last part, when he was apprehended,
他仍有足够的权柄能够把这些所有抓的人全部都打翻。
He has the full authority to defeat all those who are apprehending him.
但是他的得胜就在于他没有这样去做。
But his victory is in the fact that he did not do that.
他完全的顺服在神的旨意当中。
And he totally submit in the will of God.
他行了最后一件神迹。
And the last miracle that he did,
就是保护他的使门徒。
Was to protect his disciples.
当彼得一刀砍到一个大祭司的耳朵的时候。
And when so Peter sliced off the ear of the servant,
我想他不是照着耳朵去砍的。
He is not slicing, he's not aiming for the ear.
他一定是照着脑袋去砍的。
He was aiming for the head.
但是他没有砍到。
But he didn't, he missed.
不管怎么样，在这世界上拒捕，这种严重的一个拒捕的一个行为。
But it is a very dangerous act. It's an act of treason.
在那个时候，如果耶稣不赶紧出手，
and if Jesus did not heal the servant,
彼得很快就死到乱刀之下。
Peter might be killed.
但是耶稣用他最后一件神迹，
But in his last miracle,
用手医治好了这个大祭司的耳朵。
Jesus healed the ears of this servant.
就震惊了所有在场的人。
And everyone there was shocked.
让他没有一个人敢轻举妄动。
And no one of them dares to put a hand.
但是耶稣自己，
But Jesus himself,
却完完全全交托在他们的手中。
Submit himself to them.
只说了一句，黑暗掌权了。
And he only says that the power of darkness.Is this hour? Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord Jesus, we give thanks to you.
在你被卖的那一夜。
On the night that you were betrayed.
你，我们知道你有多少的话，你要想和你的使徒来讲。
We know that you have many words that you want to say to your disciples.
我们从这些宝贵的话语当中，我们看到你对这些使徒是多么的爱。
And from these words, we see your love towards your disciples.
你对父神的旨意是多么的顺服。
And your submission to the will of the Father.
主，我们今天在这里纪念你。
And today, as we remember tonight,
纪念你所为我们做出的一切。
Remembering all that you have done for us.
纪念你舍命的牺牲。
Remembering your self-sacrifice.
纪念你在神面前完全的顺服，为我们挣得了那个称义的这样一个资本。
Remembering your obedience before God, gaining the righteousness for us.
所以当我们用信心仰望你的时候，
So when we look upon you with faith,
你在神面前的义就加添在我们的身上。
Your righteousness is being imputed to us.
让我们能够脱离这样一个死亡。
So that we can escape death.
主，这样的一个最黑暗的夜，
Oh Lord, in this darkest night,
是你亲自的作为。
It is your own doing.
也是主神的荣耀最为彰显的一夜。
It is also the place where your glory is being manifested.
因为这一夜只是一个暂时的。
Because this night is only temporal.
因为三天以后你从死里复活的时候，
3 days later, when you rise from the grave,
死亡就被彻底的消灭。
Death is vanquished.
今天死亡不再是人类最大的敌人。
And today death is not the greatest enemy anymore.
今天我们面临最大的敌人是我们的不信。
And today, the greatest enemy is our unbelief.
We do
not believe that Christ has won over death.
We do not believe that in this covenant,
we don't believe that in this covenant with Him, where we can rise with Him.
Oh,
help us.
We have been saved.
All those who have been saved by you.
求你在你的父，所以在父面前为我们祷告。
May you intercede for us before the Father.
先顾在世上这个所度的这些日子。
And for all the lives that we have on this earth.
让我们效法你顺服的榜样。
Let us submit and obey like you did.
让我们透过这蒙恩的途径，这个圣餐。
Through this means of grace, the sacraments.
让我们能够刚强壮胆。
That we can be strengthened and encouraged.
在这个黑暗的堕落的世界， 成为你美好的见证。
To be a witness in this dark and wicked world.
直到你荣耀的再来。
Until your glorious coming.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Praise the name of our Lord Jesus.